Day's 1.99 wrap of the day is the sweet chili chicken one. Guaranteed to cause flavour envy. Picture a soft tortilla wrap filled with...
crispy chicken. Bet that mayo makes it tastier. Sweet chili sauce too. I'm sold.
Today's 1.99 sweet chili chicken one. So big on flavour, everyone will want some. Only at McDonald's. From 11 a.m.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 6:05. Hello there, Kelly K.
Hello.
You sound bright and chipper for a Monday morning starting the week. Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So, today on the show, we've got everything from the Chopper Shopper kicking off in about 1 hour from right now. So that's kind of exciting as we transition from Karen's Cash. And congratulations to everybody who picked up $1,000 worth of Karen's Cash to the Chopper Shopper, which is the unique shopping experience that we offer up every single year. However, we're doing the Chopper Shopper in a limo this year. Long story. I think we've explained it a couple times, but
yeah, it's a little plan B.
Yeah, but nonetheless, it's the same where we're giving you money and we're letting you shop and you don't have to worry about getting there. All right. So,
yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Those are the hours that you're going to hear the chopper go off and your opportunity to get in to win. On 99.7 DJX. So that's kind of exciting. Setting the bar stories coming up. The last word game. And also, when you hear the detective work in which the small little nuance that she discovered in a selfie her boyfriend sent her to realize that he was cheating on her. Your mouth will fall open. You're like, whoa, unbelievable.
What?
Yeah. So we'll get into a little bit later. How did you find out? What unique way did you find out he was not being too faithful, or she being too faithful to you? So
I have a fun story too.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been able to.
Not about my husband. I'm going to say that.
Okay. Okay, good.
I need to preface that.
Right. I was going to say.
A long time ago.
I feel like you've had some pretty epic stories over the past few years. So anyways, we will get that all going here. And your feel-good stories coming up here every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. All right, so put on your big boy pants. Which, in my case, are some nice, comfy joggers. And,
that's great.
Yeah, thank you. We'll get the show going here. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
I thought this was kind of adorable.
Okay.
And I wanted to share. It's a little love story. A pair of childhood sweethearts have officially become Mr. and Mrs. Their last name is a little unique. When you hyphenate it, Mr. and Mrs. White Christmas.
Oh. Christmas is a last name?
So Tilly Christmas is 21. Her new husband is Kieran White.
Oh my gosh.
And she says that Kieran literally fell head over heels for her when they first met, when they were both 12.
Oh, wow.
She said he actually fell over, headbutted my feet. Uh-huh. After that, we became great friends, eventually boyfriend and girlfriend. And then she said, we first realized at our secondary school prom when our friend uploaded pictures to social media using the hashtag White Christmas. So she said, you know what? I wanted to keep the surname for a few reasons.
Uh-huh.
She's grown up loving it, wanted to keep the name going. Just so happens I'm marrying the man that has the perfect surname to go with it.
Wow.
So there you go. Mr. and Mrs. White Christmas.
That's cute. That is pretty cool. Like I thought that. Do you remember the movie, like the old Jim Carrey movie from like the 90s, Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
His name was Lloyd Christmas.
Yes.
And I thought, I didn't think anybody had a last name of Christmas, but look at that.
There you go.
I was wrong.
It's real. I'll tweet it out. You can see them at Ben and Kelly Show.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without test driving the merchandise at an adult toy store, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That is really a place where they do not want you to try anything.
No.
I just don't even know what he was trying out, but I just think, ew.
Yeah, Gilbert, he went into this specialty store, we'll say, went up to one of the displays, and on security camera, the employee saw that Gilbert decided to test out the merchandise.
Okay.
And then put it back on the shelf.
Oh, no, sir. Uh-uh.
So this
is... You try it, you buy it.
You try it, you buy it.
I mean, they just maybe put that sign in the window. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe there wasn't a sign. I don't know.
Maybe there wasn't a sign.
She hit the in-store alarm that they have there, and
sure.
Authorities arrived, and now he is free on $500 bail. Again, in these pandemic times, you know, there are a lot of different changes on what you can and can't try before you buy. However, this is a big one.
I feel like that's always been at the top of the list, though. Pandemic times or nah, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that is a store that we, no touchy, unless you're going to buy.
Right.
You try it, you buy.
That's right.
I feel like that's always going to apply, no matter pandemic or nah.
Leave it on the shelf, sir. Leave it on the shelf. That's setting the bar.
Okay.
All right, feel good stories. We do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I'm calling this a feel good.
Calling it
a miracle.
Okay.
So this couple in Michigan, they have 14 sons. And now a new daughter.
Hey, what? Oh, so they have 15 kids overall?
Yep, they sure do. You can do math really well. Nearly 3 decades after the birth of their first child, they now have a new baby girl. Maggie Jane weighed 7 pounds, 8 ounces, entered the world with 14 brothers. They live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're both parents, Jay and Kateri, are 45 years old. They're overjoyed and beyond excited. Now, as you can imagine, with a family this size, they've gotten some attention. They've been featured for years in local and national news as their family has grown. They even have a live streaming program called 14 Outdoorsmen.
Wow. Do they know how it works?
Well, yes. I think they figured it out. Like, they perfected it.
Damn, right.
You know? Their oldest is 28, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, Tyler. He said his parents thought they would never have a daughter after 14 sons. And listen, they're not just full-time parents. Like, Kateri holds a master's degree in social work, and Jay earned his law degree. So, I mean, they still manage to have careers outside of maintaining a family of that size.
Well, at this point, it's kind of like, you know, what we learned from watching the Duggars is that the kids can start watching the kids.
Exactly.
And then you just kind of preside over the whole bunch.
You're just like the supervisor.
Yeah, I guess so. Making sure trash gets taken out, meals gets cooked, stuff like that.
All right. We'll tweet out their story if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show. We've also got it up on the website, WDJX.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man. This weekend, can 2020 just go home?
It's a dumpster fire of a year.
Yeah, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, who we knew had pancreatic cancer, passed away at the age of 80 on Sunday.
I still feel like this was a surprise because he was responding well to treatment. He always, you know, was so positive. And he was a national treasure.
And he continued working. Like, his last episode isn't going to air until Christmas Day. Like, he has continued to work. And in fact, there was a really cool moment on Thursday's show where one of the contestants, Bert, actually teared up talking to Alex about the impact that he had on his life growing up.
Any family members back home cheering you on?
You know, here's a true story, man. I grew up, I learned English because of you. And so my grandfather, who raised me, I'm going to get tears right now. I used to sit on his lap and watch you every day. So it's a pretty special moment for me, man. Thank you very much.
Wow. Just like, he learned English because of Alex Trebek.
Holy cow.
I mean, you don't...
And I mean, that's a tradition. My husband and my son love watching that show together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's exactly the same thing. Oh, this is so sad.
I mean, it's different than when Bob Barker left The Price is Right because he just retired and then later on he passed away. So The Price is Right, which was, again, another one of those game shows that has been around for decades with the same host. And then, you know, most recently, Drew Carey has taken it over. But that continued on. I don't know. Jeopardy was Alex Trebek just as much as Alex Trebek was Jeopardy. So I don't know how that's
exactly
going to continue on.
I have no idea who they're going to get that can carry on that kind of legacy.
You know, I've got to think that Alex Trebek and Sean Connery are shaking hands wherever they are.
Sean Connery is here yet again.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, Trebek.
Yeah, this from Saturday Night Live.
I turned down Harry friggin' Potter for this.
Please, God, take me now.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so Will Ferrell there is Alex Trebek and Sean Connery, of course. Yeah, you know, I'll take 2020 sucks for 1,000, Alex. That's,
Yep, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. So, may he rest in peace. And if you want to read more about, you know, just the impact that he had. Like, he, you know him from Jeopardy, but maybe you don't know all the other little things that he did, like his charities and all that stuff. But we've got it up for you up at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so we'll shift gears from the sad and, you know, downhearted.
That's good because I'm snotting all over myself right now.
Okay.
Not good.
That's a good look for you though, Kelly. You wear it well. Okay. Coming up, what unique way did you figure out that your boyfriend or spouse was cheating on you? Now, I know that can bring up some weird memories too, but the way Sydney caught her boyfriend, we'll let you know.
It's very 2020.
It is.
It's 2020.
Very 2020. We'll let you know. Coming up here in just a few. If you are wanting a candle that signifies the entire year of 2020, there's a new one called the 2020 scent candle.
What's the name of the company that puts it out?
Flaming Crap. So it has, okay. So if you get an idea of where this is going, right? So 4 cents layered through the candle. So as one scent burns off, then you get to get another scent. Now, it doesn't have horrible scents necessarily. It just is called that, all right?
Some are dicey.
Yeah. Well, okay. So it starts with banana bread, right?
Because we were all home baking.
Right.
Pandemic.
Yeah. Hand sanitizer?
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, sure. Pandemic and maybe makes your house smell clean. All right.
Okay.
Then you get to the woody musks.
Okay.
And then a budget aftershave and earthy essence.
There you go. That's the diciness there. Yeah. A la Tiger King.
Right, exactly.
That's their little ode to the Tiger King.
You know.
Bail at the last layer. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Three, all right.
All right. All right.
And then last layer, it's like, all right, time to throw it in the trash.
So here's the thing. If you've got one of those white elephant or dirty Santa, if you've got like a dirty Santa.
I feel like, yeah, dirty Santa. Yeah.
Sort of gift exchange. I don't know if we're still
perfect
doing that in 2020, but for just under $20, you can get yourself the 2020 scent candle from a English company called Flaming Crap.
That is the greatest name of a company ever.
Right, right. Okay.
Because you have zero expectations when you're buying something Flaming Crap, right?
Yeah.
Zero expectations.
I mean, what are you going to do? Write the company and say, oh, this candle didn't smell like I wanted it to. Okay, yeah.
Well, we are called Flaming Crap.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Trust is such a big thing in a relationship. You know, as you are just starting to, you know, maybe start dating, you know, a boyfriend or a new girlfriend, you know, building that trust is essential. And, you know, when you discover that trust has been violated in that, you know, the person that you are dating is not necessarily the person you thought you were dating, in that that person didn't think you guys were as exclusive as you did. It can be tough.
It can be crushing. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And so, I bring this up because Sydney, she caught her boyfriend cheating. And the way she did is very 2020. In that, he basically took a selfie, right? And just texted it to her. It was just
on Snapchat.
Just a selfie and sent it to her. And, you know, he was in the car and he was just like, hey, you know, kind of thinking of you type of things, right?
And he had sunglasses on.
Yeah, he did have sunglasses on. She had been dating him for 4 years. And so she was like, hey, everything's fine, right? And then she saw a weird reflection. You know, in the left lens of the reflection of his sunglasses was just like, you know, the front of the car, the road, whatever. But in the right side of the sunglasses, there revealed a reflection of a girl's legs poking out of a car window in one of the lenses. And so,
it's like, those are not my legs.
Right. I definitely am not with my boyfriend of 4 years right now.
Those are not his legs.
No, those are not his smooth, right toned legs. And so she then posted it on her Snapchat, which started to go get more than a million views. All she said was, hey, check the reflection in your boyfriend's sunnies, ladies. And discovering a week later, after that fact, that he, in fact, had not been exclusive to her. And, in fact, had been not exclusive with four other women and dating about five different women total. And so,
that's busy.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's good that she found out before, you know, marriage, kids, all that stuff. But what a way to find out that your boyfriend or girlfriend or your spouse or significant other is cheating on you with the reflection out of the sunglasses.
That's some detective work right there.
I know, because
that's an eagle eye.
100%. Because, you know, at first, I wouldn't sit there and examine the photo. Oh, that's cool. And then just let it go. But
see, my story was different. And again, this is not my husband.
Right.
Not my husband.
Right.
This was long, 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 many moons ago.
Uh-huh.
But I got a call from a young lady who had been in my house. And she had been told that we have broken up, me and my boyfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But she noticed there's lots of pictures still on the wall. So, yeah, she called. And then she puts me on three-way calling, says, hang on.
Oh, no.
Calls him, and I listened to their conversation. It was amazing. It was a sting operation. It was like a spontaneous sting operation. And, yeah, so then I called him right back. And I'm like, hey, why don't you come home for lunch? Let's have a chat.
Yeah, we got to talk. How, as a woman, do you not immediately, lash out against the messenger, you know?
Oh, no, I appreciated it. I told her, I said, listen, I know that, you know, you are not to blame here. You are doing the right thing by, you know, putting two and two together and realizing that you were being lied to. Thank you for informing me, because I was 4 years in too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, it was hard to go through, but I was really appreciative that I could stop living a lie and move on.
Man, what is it about 4 years into a relationship that gets the guy, right?
Like, forget the 7-year itch. I think it's the 4-year itch.
The 4-year itch, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and just like that woman, there had been a couple of other players in the scenario as well.
Yeah.
Some didn't even live in the state. What is happening?
Okay.
But yeah, again, not my husband.
Right.
If you're just tuning in, that was not my husband.
That was before that was before you met your husband.
Long time ago.
Yeah. So what unique way did you discover that he or she was cheating? Like, was it, you know, because I've also, and maybe we can dive into this too. Do you, when you suspect, plant Easter eggs around his place? like,
well, that would be fun. Yes.
Leave.
Yes. Let's go on an Easter egg hunt.
Leave a
scrunchie.
Yeah, like leave a scrunchie behind a pillow. You know, on the couch. You know, leave something in his medicine cabinet. You know, I don't know. But yeah, text or you can post at Ben and Kelly Show 502-571-9970. So this girl, Sydney, she caught her boyfriend of 4 years cheating by this selfie that he had sent her. The reflection in his sunglasses showed another woman's legs poking out of a car window. And so she was like, huh, that's not me.
Those are not mine.
Those are not mine.
Those are not his.
Yeah. So what unique way did you discover that he was cheating?
Got some text messages. Allison said, I found out my husband at the time was cheating on me by coming home from work to the evidence and wrapper floating in the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not supposed to flush those, I don't think.
Yeah, plumbing tips.
Yeah, I was going to say, hot plumbing tips here. That. Yeah, coming in hot here.
Yeah, got another text message. Said, I found out he was cheating because my best friend and coworker, who was pregnant at the time, had to go to the hospital, found out she was further along than what she had thought.
Oh.
And when asked who she had been with at that time, she said, my boyfriend.
Oh!
We were almost 2 years in and had an eight-month-old child.
What?
Said she even babysat our child a few times. I guess watching the baby wasn't all she was doing.
Oh my gosh! No wonder she was so inexpensive.
Wow. She gave us a deal.
Oh my gosh. And then Michelle had called in and said that her husband, they were going to move into a different apartment. When she went to surprise him at the apartment, he wasn't there, but she saw him leave another apartment in the complex. Found out he was cheating.
Guess I know why you picked that complex to move into.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, this is going to make it easier, logistically speaking.
Logistically, you know, I can just walk instead of having to drive. Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot better commute.
Yeah, a lot better commute. Okay. What's wrong with you? All right, we do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So, my boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Once again, showing us what a nice guy he is.
All right.
He's teamed up with Canada Goose to donate over 300 coats, boots, socks, hats, and mittens to some school children, K through 12, at a school that apparently needed some clothing before the winter season.
Oh.
So they live in an area where the temperature can reach up to negative 40 degrees Celsius.
Whoa.
Yeah, so a woman named Becky Hahn tweeted that kids at her local school needed clothing before the winter season. She tweeted out the address, which I don't even know. It's in Arctic Bay, Nunavut.
Okay.
So, never heard of the place. I'm going to look it up, though.
So, it's like northern Canada or something, someplace that's obviously really cold by the Arctic Circle,
exactly.
Probably.
Very, very cold. So, he is pitching in over 300 coats, boots, socks, hats, and mittens.
Wow.
Having him sent there, yeah.
Look at him.
He also tweeted out, and this is a separate story, but tweeted out a nice tribute to Alex Trebek, who passed away over the weekend, saying that he had actually filmed the cameo for Ryan's new movie, Free Guy, even though he was fighting through pancreatic cancer and all that stuff. And so look for that.
Wow.
Alex Trebek's still going to be seen for a while. Last episode of Jeopardy airing in Christmas, and then you'll see him pop up in Free Guy.
Okay. Wow.
So lots of little Ryan Reynolds related stuff. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
You masterfully wove yourself through all those little Ryan Reynolds
the
stories.
The common thread.
Yes.
Being Ryan Reynolds.
Right. Yeah. All right. There you go. Feel good. Oh, you know it is getting to be that time of year when Oprah releases her annual list of
'tis the season for favorite things.
Yeah!
Oh, I think it's precious. It's been, what, a gazillion years since she's actually had a show where she's still doing this?
Yeah, well, remember back in the day when she'd bring everybody on the show and everybody would lose their ever-loving mind because she'd give every member of the audience everything
exactly.
on
well,
her
that's
list.
That's not happening anymore, so we don't care about your pricey list, Oprah.
Well, here,
I'm salty because we don't get them anymore.
The difference this year, according to Oprah, is that in the 72 items to shop for on Oprah's favorite things, she has plenty of items under $50 now.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Thanks, Oprah, for the budget conscious.
Including a stylish pack of face masks from Tory Burch.
Tory Burch has face masks?
Apparently, and Oprah's right. selling them for under $50.
Well, that is quite a bargain.
Kelly,
because Tory Burch bags are very pricey.
You have dogs, right?
I do have dogs. I have two of them.
You can get your dogs a house doggy hoodie!
Yeah, they wouldn't wear that. Okay. What we got next?
How about on Oprah's favorite things, Corksicle mugs!
Tis the season for favorite things!
Yeah!
Corksicle mugs? What
no
are those?
No, I have no idea what
All
it
right.
is.
What's the price point on those?
Who knows? Dutch okay. ovens from Aisha Curry's Kitchenware Collection!
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Did you say Dutch oven?
Yeah, I was going to say I get Dutch ovens for free to my wife. Hey-yo! What about?
I don't think she appreciates that, though.
What about on Oprah's favorite things? For the low, low price of $1,184, what about a 12 a.m. good fluffy slippers?
Slippers?
Oh, yes, slippers.
Slippers?
Slippers.
Cost that much?
No.
Slippers that you wear on your feet?
Yes, slippers are one of the items on the $1,100 item list for the cozy gifts under the cozy gifts section, right? Kelly, I know how much of a foodie you are, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What about some Pat's Ribs Place Barbecue Sauce Variety 2-pack? Or Chef Kenny's Ultimate Gift Set of 5 Spices? That's only $40.
Oh, only 40?
Yeah.
All right, we're getting closer.
Yeah. So, again.
Right. Thanks, Oprah.
Maybe this is one of those things that you look forward to every single year to see what items have been blessed by Oprah to be on her list every single year.
What items you're not going to buy because they're ridiculous and pricey.
Right.
That guy.
Right.
I got it.
So there you go. If you want to see some of the featured items, we've posted it at Ben and Kelly's show.
Great stuff.
Because, Kelly, it's Oprah's favorite things. Get a hold of us either text message 502-571-9970. Or on social media at Ben and Kelly Show, got a tweet from Redbird who says, get in the truck to hear, I give free Dutch ovens to my wife. I literally expect nothing less. You know what? It's a gift that keeps on giving right there. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
That's a bad gift.
Listen, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Okay. Let's ask your wife if she appreciates them.
It's cheaper than the Dutch oven on Oprah's favorite things list, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think it's different.
Time for us to play the last word game. It's a super simple game, easy one for you to play along with. And basically, Kelly and I throw 30 seconds on the clock and toss out different categories, right? And the object is to have the last word in each category, okay?
It goes fast. It makes your brain work really fast.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
It does. There's pressure.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, you go first.
Okay. Instruments you blow.
Oh, that right?
Go.
Trumpet.
Clarinet.
Didgeridoo.
Oh, good one. A trombone.
Tuba.
Oh, yeah. That's enough. Kazoo.
Oh. Flute.
Mm-hmm. Harmonica.
Ah. Blow that?
Well, yeah.
You blow a harmonica?
Yes, you blow a harmonica.
Clarinet! No! Ah!
Fine, Jordan.
You already said that. Nope.
Okay. All right. All right, fine. We'll give you that
what
one.
What you got?
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Kelly, name for me Santa's reindeer. Wrong answers only. Ready, go.
Steve.
Forgetful.
Forgetful. Bob.
Dumpy.
Rick.
Robber.
Karen.
You're giving him a real name. Pokey.
Herman.
Herman? Tickly.
Jeffrey.
You're just giving them real names.
Well, they're wrong answers, no,
you're,
aren't they?
You're right. They are, I guess.
Mean, were there rules? I feel like there were not.
The rules are very loose. But I felt like if we're going Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen as the real answers, then wouldn't you stay in that lane?
But couldn't you imagine Herman and Rick and Steve and Bob? And
on Bob, on Karen, on Herman, on Jeff. All right, fine.
I'm crying. I want to hear songs that say those names.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last word game, last category. Go ahead, throw it out.
Okay. Sports that would look even funnier if the players were naked.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Basketball.
Yeah. Football.
Oh, wow.
The tackling would
wrestling.
Be different. Oh, yeah. Oh. I'll say cricket.
Cricket? Baseball.
It's a sport, isn't it? I don't know how you play it. Soccer. wow. That could be dangerous.
Oh, yeah, it could.
Especially for the goalie.
Darts! I think I got that one. Darts.
Could you imagine Scott Sterling?
Scott Sterling. Oh, that YouTube video that's viral from like 10 years ago. It's so great.
Oh, Victoria says hockey. Yeah, that would be.
Hockey would be an interesting one naked.
That would be very interesting naked.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. You can always chime in after the fact on Facebook at 997DJX. There you go, last word game here. I don't know if you are aware, but here in the, next year, you're going to be able to take trips down to actually see the Titanic.
Like, underwater? Really? Seriously? Get on the sub and head on down, do some sightseeing.
6 expeditions. They're 8-day excursions. It's for the people who have everything and really just need a getaway that not everybody can have.
How much is this going to set me back?
They're about between $125,000 and, right around $125,000.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to...
We'll save up a little bit for that.
So you'll descend 2.5 miles to the wreckage of the Titanic in a submarine with a 21-inch circular window for about 6 to 8 hours of viewing pleasure.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're going to be underwater for 6 to 8 hours looking out of a tiny window?
Yep.
For $125,000?
Yeah, you'll get to see the Titanic. Now, listen, I don't know if you're like me, but I feel like I've seen it. I've seen the movie Titanic. They did that.
Didn't James Cameron himself go down and do a little, excursion? And I feel like if you just watch that special, you'll have a much better view and save some money.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, yeah. So
just look it up on YouTube. I'm sure it's out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, with YouTube.
Wait a second. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can Titanic look and find anything on YouTube.
Excursion. There we go.
Yeah, see? Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just click on that. Oh, there's tons of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 43 minutes. Oh, I know what I'm going to do.
See, you
all afternoon.
You don't even need to spend $125,000. You can watch it for free on YouTube.
Saved you a ton of money. 43 minutes of viewing from the comfort of your couch. You can even watch in your underwear, and you got a much bigger window.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We were talking earlier on the show about Sydney. Sydney is a woman who her TikTok kind of went viral, got over 1 million views because in the reflection of the selfie her boyfriend had sent her boyfriend of 4 years, there was the clear reflection of a woman's legs poking out of a car window, not hers. She discovered he was cheating. So not only with her, but with apparently 5 other women. So that's...
Wow, that is a little psycho. You could probably let that music play.
Yeah, you're right. So we were like, hey, what unique way did you find out that maybe your significant other was not being too faithful? Got a text from a listener that was like, came home, found multiple dishes in the sink. And I was like, huh, has anyone come over? And he was like, no, that was just my mom. Later,
okay.
Noticed that there were cigarette butts in the ashtray. And they didn't belong to anyone, any one of us. And later, he confessed that it was, in fact, her best friend.
Okay. I feel like it stings worse when it's the best friend, because that's a double betrayal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there are those, like, unwritten rules of, hey, we don't go there. Not until at least they break up. And then you've got to have permission, I feel like.
Because best friends know who your boyfriend is. Okay, so you can't ever claim that, oopsies, I didn't know that was your boyfriend. No.
Yeah, right. So Janice, she texted in. She said, so my boyfriend of a year decided to return to school for a semester to complete his degree. No problem there. He couldn't come home on our anniversary weekend, and I was a little bit bummed. Said he had a paper due and exams that following Monday. Well, I decided to surprise him at his dorm to help him. Oh, gosh, I already know where this is going.
Uh-huh, when there's a surprise involved. Oh, gosh.
Booked a hotel and a nice dinner, arrive at his dorm, only to be told he had gone to Ohio to visit his girlfriend's parents. Of course, I lived in Louisville. I was just going to come back, but then she said, I decided against it, stayed in town, went back to the dorm on Sunday, and made a little picnic outside his dorm entrance and waited for him to come strolling up, holding her hand, stops dead in his tracks. I got up,
oh my gosh,
gave him a hug, and said, and calmly walked away. He continued to call.
She introduced herself to her like, hello,
yeah.
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm the girlfriend. Good luck. Bye-bye then.
Yeah.
And walks away.
And then I guess she follows up and says the woman that he was with later dumped him that night. So that's good. Man.
That's good. And she said, you know what? His parents called wanting to know what had happened. And because he called like every day, she never talked to him again. She didn't want to rat him out to his family, but then finally fessed up and they were mortified.
Liz texts in and says, found out when my boyfriend was cheating when he showed up at a friend's house with his pregnant other girlfriend. Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right.
Man.
Hey, here's a thought. If we are unhappy in our current relationship, how about we break it off first? Before we go find a new relationship.
Maybe? That's a good little life lesson right there. A little life lesson.
Maybe it's just easier. It's less messy.
If you want to see the TikTok, we've tweeted that out at Ben and Kelly Show because it literally has over 1 million views. But what detective work from Sydney? Because it's not that noticeable.
She had an eagle eye for sure.
Yep. But then on further inspection, you can clearly see the legs in the reflections on the sunglasses. She even writes, check the reflection in your boyfriend's sunnies, ladies.
So, wow. Yeah.
So the National Toy Hall of Fame, they decided to announce their winners, their inductees. Now, remember, we had told you that the nominees included the horses, the Briar horses. I don't know if you're familiar with those. Bingo, Light Bright, Masters of the Universe, My Little Pony, Risk, Sorry, Tamagotchi, Yahtzee, Baby Nancy, Sidewalk Chalk, and Jenga. And so,
yeah, 12 nominees.
Yeah, 12.
Three got in.
That's right. So, Baby Nancy, congratulations. You're in there. Sidewalk Chalk. Congratulations, you're in the Hall of Fame.
A classic.
And Jenga.
Yeah, that's also a classic. Which, by the way, that was invented by an English woman who, I guess, played with blocks in during her childhood in Africa. And that's kind of how she came up with the idea for it.
Look at you pulling out some Jenga knowledge.
Facts. Well, you can read all about it on the website at WDJX.com.
I'm not sure sidewalk chalk is just chalk, and I don't know.
Well,
I don't call that a toy.
It's considered an artistic toy.
How is that going to make it over Masters of the Universe, though?
Well, true. But you know what? There's always 2021.
Masters of the Universe, obviously, is the... that was a toy and a, I guess, a cartoon series from... That's He-Man, right?
He-Man and Skeletor,
yep.
And Teela and, yeah, all of that.
Yeah, that was like from the, 80s, early 90s, something like that.
Yeah, my sister had all of it.
Your sister had
My Little Pony, and she had Masters of the Universe and Hot Wheels.
And then
my sister had an interesting... I was the one with all like the Barbies and stuff.
Did you ever try to keep a Tamagotchi alive?
No, but you know what? My daughter's all about wanting one of those for Christmas this year. And I'm like, it's like $60 for this little like keychain.
Yeah.
Like electronic thing, and then okay, so you try to raise it to different stages, and then are you done? I don't understand it. I'm trying to understand it. Did you? So that's been a while. That's been around for a while, right?
Yeah,
that's not a new toy.
Yeah, my younger sister had one.
Really?
Yeah, growing up, a Tamagotchi. That was like a '90s sort of thing.
So is it fun?
I never played it.
Did you watch her play with it?
No, I mean.
Can you do anything with it other than just like look at it? Does it make sounds like coo at you like a baby?
Well, yeah, it makes sounds, but yeah, you just try to keep it alive. And that was basically all I understood about the Tamagotchi.
You have to feed it and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess that's making a comeback, but that was a nominee that didn't make it into the National Toy Hall of Fame. So,
oh, tragic. You know what? I feel like if we do get that for my daughter, that poor Tamagotchi's going to die because I don't think she's going to pay that much attention to it to be able to like keep it going and tend to it like an actual baby. I don't.
Yeah. Well, someday you're going to have to ask our buddy Sarah Jordan about her blowing out her knee playing a game of Jenga. So. That's an interesting story.
It's not
there.
Not really supposed to be that physical, but okay.
No, I know, but maybe she's doing it wrong. Not really sure, but yeah, okay. If you want to see the entire list of inductees or whatever, WDJX.com. We are getting people nominated, families nominated for the Christmas Wish brought to you by Collins Auto Group, where you can get Christmas provided for, someone in our community who goes above and beyond, who always gives of their time and doesn't ask for a lot in return. You know the person you're thinking of. You can nominate them right now. WDJX.com. Click on Christmas Wish and, five families in the Kentuckiana area will get the hookup on Christmas. So like I said, a lot of people are coming together to make this possible. So you can nominate someone today just by going to WDJX.com. Coming up, man, this is probably the last thing you want to find in your yard.
Okay, there's a lot of things I don't want in my yard. Can you narrow it down just a scotch?
Sure. And you know what? This thing, it's not even alive. But it's from something that is.
Okay.
Right.
Why am I thinking poop?
All right. So something you don't necessarily want to find in your yard from an animal, belonging to an animal. This from the great country of England. 7-year-old girl out for a little stroll with her grandfather found out on the sidewalk there a 5-foot snake skin.
Nope. Thank goodness it's not a penis, because that's what I was thinking. I was thinking he was either,
what? That's the
pooper penis is what I was thinking.
That was the first thing he thought of?
Really? I know us.
Okay.
I know us. All right. And the stories that come across our desk.
Yeah.
I know us. This is really bad, too.
Yeah, here's the thing. This 5 foot skin is incomplete, meaning the snake could be much, much larger. It turns out it's a boa constrictor skin, and nobody's sure as to where it came from around the town. They're like, who has a boa constrictor? Well, turns out it happened to be from a reptile shop in a nearby city, and no one knows where this snake is. But the owner of the reptile shop's like, the snake's probably not going to eat your cat. But you wouldn't.
That's great news.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want it to bite you. It would only give you a nasty wound.
Okay, that's going to help me sleep better at night.
Yeah.
Listen, the picture is staggering because, again, it's just the partial skin, and it's as tall as a 7-year-old girl.
Yeah, it's big. It's big.
It's huge.
Yeah, so if you're just walking around and you find on the ground a snake skin that is bigger than you, I'm running the other way.
I'm checking my bushes.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to go around and maybe with a big stick and maybe poke.
How fast do boa constrictors go?
I don't know. I can't imagine it's super fast. You know, they're big.
I mean, because I've seen plenty of videos on the internet and I've seen videos of snakes, especially like the snakes and those lizards from the National Geographic special. Those snakes are cruising. I mean, they are going fast after those lizards that are running away.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
But I don't know about boas.
All right.
They tend to kind of look like, anytime I've seen them slither, it's been slow.
Mm.
So I don't know if they're capable of really turning on the gas when they want.
All right. Be happy that you didn't find a 5-foot boa constrictor skin outside on your walk, not knowing where the actual owner of that skin is.
And the good news is it's in England, so I don't think it's going to jump and swim across the pond to come get us.
No, that is true. We'll tweet that out. You can see the photo. Like Kelly said, it's wild to see this 7-year-old girl lying next to the boa constrictor skin that they just found on the sidewalk. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.